السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Inshallah, in today's short reminder, I'd like to keep it very short and brief, but I'd like to give everybody encouragement, inshallah. Sometimes what happens, my beloved brothers, is we surprise ourselves. We surprise ourselves in the fact that when we start contemplating about something that we've done, we surprise ourselves thinking that, how did I possibly do that? In the positive sense, alhamdulillah, if you didn't think you could have done something and you managed to achieve it, alhamdulillah for that. Not talking about that. Talking about the negative sense, where you've done an action that you're not proud of. You've done an action that is a sin. And then when you start contemplating over it and you start analyzing why you did that, is that you as a person? Are you a sinner? Were you surrounded by external pleasures that you couldn't restrict yourself? Were you alone? There was nothing tempting you, but your burning urge inside your heart led you to a sin? Or did you take haqq from somebody and you didn't think you could ever do that? And when you start thinking about it, you start judging your own character. Am I like that? Is that me? Surprise yourself. Surprise yourself that I didn't even think I could do that. Then you start thinking that if I could rewind back time and go back to that time where I was in the midst of that, I would have handled it a little bit differently. I would have been stronger. I wouldn't have given in to temptations. I wouldn't have taken somebody's haqq. But it's too late then. The door in the chapter of that is closed. But my beloved brothers, after doing that and surprising yourself, if you're sitting alone one day and you just start thinking, I wish I never did that. If I could go back in time, I would do it differently. I would be much more stronger. I wouldn't let myself give in to those temptations. And then in your heart, you start whispering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between you and Him, you're just like, I'm never going to do that again. Allah, I don't want to ever put myself in that position ever again. I don't want to be looked at in your eyes as a disgusting sinner. I don't want to ever be looked like that. If I'm ever in a position where somebody's haqq is there and I've abused it and I've taken it, I don't want to ever put myself in a position where I'm taking it. I feel disgusted with myself. If you feel disgusted with yourself, and you feel embarrassed, and you feel regret, and you feel remorse, and you've made your internal promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're never going to do it again, and if you've taken somebody's haqq, and you've returned it, and you've apologized profusely, you're thinking, I'm never going to put myself in that position ever again, then my beloved brothers and listeners, then you have completed and fulfilled every single condition of tawbah. You have fulfilled it. Now you fulfilled it. You must believe. You have to believe that your entire record of sin, the entire record, has been wiped clean. You have no more sins. You have done your tawbah. Your major sins have been accounted for. You've asked for forgiveness for it. You must believe it. You must believe that there is not a single line of sin in your book of deeds from the moment you've done your tawbah. You must convince yourself. Build that mentality. You have to. Because what will happen if you don't? Shaitan will whisper to you, you've done so many bad things and you apologize once and you think Allah is going to forgive you like that? You didn't pray 100 raka'ah of Salat al-Tawbah. You didn't do that. You didn't say Astaghfirullah a million times. You didn't give everything in your bank balance for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How dare you think Allah is going to forgive you? Then you start thinking, yeah, you know what? I'm such a big sinner. Then you start thinking your sins are bigger than Allah's mercy. Na'udhu billah. My beloved brothers, the moment you have done your tawbah, your slate is wiped clean and you must believe it. From that day on, you start being a good person. From that moment, you start doing your good things. And you start building up your good deeds. And then what is going to happen, my beloved brothers? You're going to slip. Of course you are. You make promises to Allah, you break them. It happens often. Not just with me. It happens with everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, I love those that continuously ask me for my forgiveness. I love those that continuously go far away from me and then they come back to me. I love those people. And I don't hold their past against them. I don't say to them, one day you were a sinner and now you come back to me because you had nowhere else to go. This is insani fitrat. This is mine and your nature to do that to people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do that to me and you. He welcomes us back. And Allah is Tawwab. He is the one who excessively forgives and accepts your tawbah. Because He knows that it made you weak. You're going to slip, but you have to come back to me. You're going to slip, you have to come back to me. You're going to slip, you have to come back to me. My beloved brothers, as a means of encouragement, whenever we have done wrong and we have repented, you know how easy it is to repent? You could be sitting alone somewhere. You could be sitting in a crowd. You could be sitting here right now. You could be driving a passenger somewhere. You could be behind the counter of your shop serving somebody. You could be washing a car. And in your heart, for a moment, just for a moment, you remember something you did and you feel regret over it. You remember something you did. You feel that, I should not have done that. I wish I never did that. You feel so ashamed. That is your tawbah. An-nadama hiya tawbah. You feel bad over it, that's your tawbah done. Your entire sins have been wiped and you must believe it. You must believe it. It creates a positive mentality. You have positive thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And however we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however we think about Him, that is how Allah is going to treat us. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be a person, he's a sinner. He sinned all his life. He will be ordered by the angel, take him to the fire of Jahannam. And then he will start calling out, Ya Allah, I know I'm a sinner. I sinned all my life. But I heard that you were merciful. You show mercy to the sinners. And I didn't expect this from you. I thought you would show me mercy. And Allah says, through my rahmah, He's called me by my name and attribute of forgiveness. And he thinks of me to be merciful. I'm going to treat him like that. I'm going to show him mercy, even though he's a sinner. Take him to Jannah now. Don't take him to Jahannam. My beloved brothers, where else are me and you going to find such a beautiful, merciful creator that is so forgiving? We all slip up. Every single one of us do. We all slip up. You know, the person talking to you about tawbah, is not because he has so much knowledge about it. It's because he has so much more experience doing tawbah. He's wrong so much and he's done so much tawbah. That's why he's talking to you about it. My beloved brothers, we're not better than anybody. We're not better than one another. We all slip up. We all make mistakes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to forgive each and every single one of us. Once we've done our tawbah, he's regularly encouraged to do istighfar daily. Why do you do istighfar? Once you've done your tawbah and you've wiped your slate clean, you don't know sometimes when you've done a sin. You could have looked at something you were not looking supposed to look at. You could have heard something you were not supposed to look at, hear. You could have hurt somebody with your words, and that person was very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now because you've hurt one of his close ones, Allah's withholding his mercy from you. You don't know when that's happening. So continuously you seek istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. For those things that I know I did wrong, that I don't know that I did wrong. For those things I did in public, for those things I did in private. For those things I did in the darkness of the night, and for those things I did in the brightness of the day. Ya Allah, please forgive me. My beloved brothers, this serves just as a reminder and a means of encouragement for each and every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said and give us the mentality to put it into practice, inshallah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Oh.
رحمتك يا رحمة.